Harvard had been a mixed experience for Robert. He had grown intellectually, but his social experiences had been such as to leave his emotional life taut and strained. The daily routines of structured undergraduate existence had provided him with a protective shield. Once again, he had been a superstar in the classroom. Now the shield was gone, and he was about to undergo a series of nearly disastrous existential crises that would begin that autumn and stretch into the spring of 1926. In mid-September 1925, he boarded a ship bound for England. He and Francis Ferguson had agreed that they would meet in the little village of Swanage in Dorsetshire, in southwest England. Ferguson had spent the entire summer traveling about Europe with his mother and was now eager for some male companionship. For 10 days they walked along the coastal cliffs, confiding to each other their latest adventures. Though they had not seen each other for 2 years, they had kept in touch through correspondence and remained close. "When I met him at the station," Ferguson wrote afterwards, "he seemed more self-confident, strong, and upstanding. He was far less embarrassed with mother." This, I afterwards found out, was because he had nearly managed to fall in love with an attractive Gentile in New Mexico. Still at the age of 21, Robert, Ferguson sensed, was completely at a loss about his sex life. For his part, Ferguson unfolded to him all the things that had pleased me and that I had to keep quiet about. In retrospect, however, Ferguson thought he had unburdened himself too much. "I was cruel and stupid enough," he wrote, "to go over with Robert these things at length, finally completing what Jean, a friend, would have called a first-class mental rape." By then, Ferguson had spent 2 full years as a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford. Francis had always been more mature than Robert, who now found himself dazzled by his friend's ease and social polish. To begin with, Francis had had a girlfriend for some 3 years, a young woman Robert had known from the Ethical Culture School named Frances Keeley. He was also impressed that Ferguson had demonstrated the self-confidence to abandon his major in biology for his first passion, literature and poetry. He was moving in elite social circles, visiting upper-class English families in their country houses. Robert found himself envious of his friend's blossoming sophistication. They parted ways, one off to Oxford, the other to Cambridge, promising to meet again over Christmas break.